Good morning, Northern California.
Good morning,
James.
Good morning, Nigel.
My name is Nigel, and I'm California Adventure District, and I have my co-pilot, James Mazzotta, here from Enjoy Magazine. Well, at this point, you're from Enjoy and California Adventure District.
I love the word co-pilot. Hopefully you feel safe, because I don't necessarily feel safe behind behind the mic.
Well, at least we both have maps, and so you know when I black out, you have the navigation going.
Okay,
so that's good.
We are on, obviously, live.
We are live
in the studio, but we're also live in the chat room. So if you feel like you have a question or you want to add to the conversation, feel free.
Yeah, you can go to kcnr1460.com, join the chat. If you want to call in, 530-605-4567. But today's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
You know?
You've got it plumb full.
It's full. It's full. It's great. So I do have one admission, though, that when I decided to pursue this California Adventure District idea and drew the map of all the counties. Mm-hmm. I'd never actually been to all the counties.
Yeah, well.
But it made sense. But it made sense. So I was being a little presumptive. But when I actually
went. I would say that's vision.
Vision?
Yeah, you had vision.
But I had actually been to some of the counties beforehand, but never actually did a deep dive. But when I decided to pursue this this concept with all these counties, as I traveled through, certain counties just stuck out as like a pillar, right? And I think one of the counties that we have a natural relationship with is Humboldt.
Yeah.
Right, and it seems to be a natural relationship. That 299 is always full.
Well, and the Shasta Countyans or whatever we're called, I guess, want to run out, escape from the heat.
Well, which I did last week, right? When it's 102 here, you just
kind of mentioned it because you sent me a nice little snapshot of your screen of
56 degrees.
Well, I was setting up for movies in the park, and it was 111.
There you go. You know, friends got to share.
Yeah.
Right? But as I've traveled around and got to know people, because at the end of the day, it all comes down to people. Humboldt is just an amazing place.
It is. Right?
And every time I go over there, get this affirmation and a confirmation that yes, you know, Humboldt belongs in the California Adventure District.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to do over there.
It's like its own little world, really. I mean, it's got...
Well, it is its own little world,
yeah.
Right? And now that our various worlds are coming out of the whole COVID time frame, right?
Yeah.
New little worlds are important, and Humboldt is its own little world. And Humboldt, just like us, during last year, saw a tremendous growth, right?
Yeah.
So people from the Bay Area, especially, escaping, right?
Yep.
So all of our campgrounds and all of our recreational facilities were full,
full.
And so it was in Humboldt also.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And our real estate is full, right?
Full.
And so is theirs.
Hmm.
They actually have a little less inventory than us, and just because the population is different, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But their average day on market for real estate right now is like 7 days. Right?
Yeah. Damn, I still wish I had real estate.
So, but the big thing in Humboldt is Humboldt State.
Yeah.
Humboldt State University. It's like an anchor, right?
Yep.
Anchor tenant.
Yeah. Of the county, yeah.
Yeah. And of the region, actually, right?
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. Yes. That was small-minded of me, but yes, you're right.
No. Well, I mean, I you know.
No,
again,
you're right.
This is one of those things that when you dive into it and you see the ripple effect of certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like here, you know, Shasta College here, we have people and students attending who aren't necessarily just in Reading.
Yeah, obviously. Simpson too, Simpson University as well.
Right.
Yep.
And so HSU is a huge draw, and they just went through a transition and became are becoming a polytechnic designated university. So it'll be one of three.
So do you know specifically what that what that is.
I have.
The word is awesome, and I love it, and it sounds important, and I kind of know it.
It would look good on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like, though, like a dance club from the 80s.
Well, yes, but I don't think that's what it is.
Polytechnic and just rock out.
I know. Right? But it, so we are actually going to have, a total, professional on the phone here pretty soon to explain exactly what that means.
Is. Yeah, cool.
Because it's a little bit above my pay grade. But what I do know is that it's really, really good.
So this will be one of three in the state.
Pomona and San Luis Obispo, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And that, and HSU will be number three.
So they are really carrying this type of, mark far north as compared to the other two.
Yes.
So that is cool. Yeah.
That is cool. And, like you said, you know, even the name is cool, right?
Yeah.
So even if people don't know what it means, it sounds cool, right? But it also, because it sounds cool and it sounds different, it's going to have a huge effect on the perception of the county, right? And of our region. And actually, for a California Adventure District, it's great. It adds a new designation to it, right?
So what will be the full name of the school? University Humboldt?
No, I think it's still going to be Humboldt State University. Well, we'll find out here in a few minutes. We're actually going to have the provost and the vice president of academic affairs, Humboldt State, Dr. Jen Capps, is going to be joining us by phone and explain to us laymans exactly what's going on. But it does mean... there's a $485 million investment into the county.
Yeah. Well, we are getting some people on the chat room trying to educate us, which is really cool. Yeah. So it's a person says Shasta County needs a university. And I'm like, we've tried, really. I've seen us go through many.
Well, until
iterations.
That time, you can go to Humboldt, where it's a little cooler.
And then it says it'll boost STEM majors, Cal Poly.
That's
Flow.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
HSU Poly. Yeah,
and from what I understand, one of the reasons why they did get the designation is because Humboldt State was already naturally positioned within their academics. To facilitate this, like they had the infrastructure, right? So this is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to this. And then 8:30 we have Mr. Greg Foster joining us. He's a cool guy. He's with the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission. He was also very instrumental in Fly Humboldt and getting all the airlines to fly into Arcata. So he's been as busy as Jim.
Yes.
Our gym.
Yeah. They're like twins that separated at birth.
That's right.
I'm working on.
No, Greg's one of those guys. He knows what's going on. He's got his finger on the pulse.
Yep.
And then 8:45, Relina Crixton, she's going to be joining us. She's a good example of somebody who's a transplant because she's from France and she landed in Humboldt. And, you know, it's one of those weird things. Like, how'd you get there? And now she's with the Arcata Chamber of Commerce, who have been great.
And, serving it up European style.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes it's interesting. Hey, where are you from? You know, and people are from here. You know, people are from Cottonwood or wherever that goes.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. And sometimes, I'm from Rome.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, right. Well, you know what's really interesting to me is I get a lot of Russians in our store.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, I mean, you know.
It's cool.
It's very cool, but it's so odd to hear a group of people walking around your store speaking Russian. And you're kind of like, oh, well, I wonder why you're here. I mean, great, but, like, what brought you to Little Reading?
That's right. Okay, so when we get back, do you think we should ask our guests to guess the song?
We might as well play that game until somebody actually does it.
So we do have a kind of a fun game if you're coming on the show. If you recognize the intro song, please let us know what it is, and you could win a baseball cap.
Wonderful.
There you go. Okay, so we will be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the California Adventure District Radio Show. My name is Nigel.
And I'm James Pizzotto.
James, how are you?
I'm good.
This episode is all about Humboldt, the fabulous county of Humboldt. And they're going through a huge transition with Humboldt State. It's going to have a huge impact on the community.
Yeah, so, you're telling me behind the scenes some of the things. It's kind of mind-blowing. Right? Yeah.
So if I'm hopefully on the phone, we have Dr. Jen Capps. Jen, are you here?
I am here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us on the California Adventure District Radio Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you. So this is radio show number 9. So we're not complete professionals, but we're getting there.
We're walking. We're not running yet.
No worries.
So I've been out to Humboldt a lot, and I love it out there. Where you are, and I've been privy to a lot of conversations and kind of a front seat to some of the changes that are happening in Humboldt, and obviously HSU is a major part of that. So if you could, why don't you give us a quick rundown of how you got to Humboldt State and then the transition into polytechnic status.
Yeah, absolutely. I came to Humboldt almost a year ago, almost to the day. From Denver, and so I was really attracted to HSU because of the amazing location, the incredible faculty, and the terrific academic programs, and frankly, I could see the pathway and the vision toward HSU becoming a polytechnic, and really what polytechnic designation means for HSU and the community is an alignment of really what our identity in my estimation has been all along. Without the designation, polytechnic universities are those that embrace learn by doing education, deliver career focused graduates, and also maintain a strong liberal arts curriculum and focus in areas of science, technology, engineering, and applied sciences. And so what I'm super excited about is that I believe HSU as a polytechnic, can really be what I call the triple threat. So we can create access to these really highly sought-after degree programs where students can't get in at other institutions because they're full, and then also align with these big workforce gaps that exist in areas that are super important to address things like wildfire management, climate resilience, and then a lot of engineering and cybersecurity types of positions. And all of this then has the winning formula to then stimulate the North Coast economy. So it's
That's
great
right.
news.
Well, I wouldn't have expected it to be that simple, but it is very, I mean, I don't mean that in a negative way. It's such a great word, and how you explained it is, I'm thinking, gosh, I really wish I had known that when I was in college, because that's the best way I think of learning of all is actually just doing, instead of it all being theory or book or, you know, there's nothing better than just getting your hands wet, so to speak, in whatever it is that you want to learn to do.
You know, it's
absolutely.
It was fun to hear you say that the first thing that came to mind was location. right, of Humboldt State. Mm-hmm. And so had you actually been out here before?
I had been out here before, a couple years before I accepted the position, because it was a beautiful place to come, and so I had visited and driven through. And so when the opportunity came to come here and work and oversee and lead on the academics, it was an obvious yes. For all the reasons I said, but I mean, the learn by doing piece in this location, that centering in place and being able to access the ocean and the forest and the people and all the great things around here is what really, the birds, everything, it really takes it to the next level. And 90% of our students already get these really rich hands-on experiences, deep hands-on experiences. And so it just, again, seems super obvious that we aspire to this polytechnic designation.
So when I was out a few days ago, the word on the street is that this is obviously going to have a huge impact on student attendance, right? Enrollment.
Right.
Enrollment. And so have you received any pushback, or has it all been supportive of how many new students will be coming into the area?
I think I wouldn't say pushback. I'd just say additional questions. Like, you know, if the enrollment increases, there's positivity around that, but then also additional questions about, well, what about infrastructure? What about housing and transportation? And what I'm happy to report is that we've thought of that all along and have been working in partnership with the city of Eureka, the city of Arcata, et cetera, to talk through, you know, how we can work together to make sure that we scale up in a phased way, both our enrollment and then housing projects, transportation, that sort of thing. And, in fact, that's what's been incredibly wonderful about the support that we've received from the government and from the governor with respect to the funding to support things like housing, standing up our academic programs, et cetera. So feel really good about that. But for the most part, this has been such an incredible experience where faculty, staff, students, external partners, community members have all been kind of rowing together towards this common goal, and it's been absolutely incredible and inspiring.
Well, I have noticed quite an excitement within the Arcata Chamber of Commerce, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're very excited about this, and they want to obviously do whatever they can to facilitate, but they're all very excited and growth oriented, which I think is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age. And
mm-hmm.
So this is obviously going to be a magnet within the polytechnic designation. Do you think we'll get more enrollment from out of state?
That's a good question. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. I mean, certainly the CSU, the Cal State's first priority is to create opportunity and access to students within California or prospective students within California, and certainly that's mine. But I do think Cal Poly's, you know, San Luis Obispo and Pomona as good examples do attract national audiences. So I do think that that's possible, and in some cases we already do to some extent in some of our hallmark key programs like wildlife that are nationally known. So that's
imagine,
my long-winded way of saying I suspect so.
Yeah, I would imagine that you pull, I mean, I just my guess, uneducated, but would pull some numbers from Oregon as well, because it's not that far away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet.
That's so cool.
I think we need to get some people out here from Chicago and show them what real forest looks like.
Right. I was going to say, you guys are going to need to have Dick Taylor chocolate that's there for you. Repackage your signature chocolate bar, because don't you guys have a university bar that they've created that just in your name? Are you familiar
we
with?
We do.
Yeah.
I am very familiar with that. I have that. I was eating that yesterday, in fact.
So yeah.
You are right on point.
So,
yeah, I think what's also neat is in partnership with, you know, building this out in partnership with the community colleges, and not only College of the Redwoods, but also Lassen Community College, which is, you know, several hours away, but in a more rural location. And seeking to create connections and opportunity for folks up in some of our more rural parts of California, too.
Including Shasta County, I'm sure. I'm sure with this designation, you'll get people interested from all over the region. Well, we call it the California Adventure District, which is top 12 counties. So, you know, personally, I'm excited because I think HSU is, it was always a kind of a focal point, but I think now even more, it's going to be great. It's going to be great to be able to promote this, right? And to add it to the roster of reasons to be here, I think.
Does your university buy into the remote learning? And I don't mean just because of COVID, but, like, do you have courses or online degrees at all, like a lot of the other universities?
That's a great question. I appreciate you asking that. So, you know, pre-pandemic, not really, to be honest with you. You had a very small footprint. But that's actually one of my goals in coming to HSU was to help us to identify more fully online programs or at least pieces or parts of programs that could be delivered online. And that might seem counterintuitive to the piece about learn by doing, but I actually think they weave together really nicely because I think that there's more pockets of students that we can attract to HSU, part-time students, folks that wish to go back to school but need opportunities to jump into pathways, maybe a couple courses at a time, you know, online during the week, immersion courses over the weekend or over the summer. So to me, it's about constructing these courses or these programs in a way that can be accessible and support different pathways for different students. So we're absolutely building those pieces out and also thinking about we do draw students from places like Los Angeles and San Francisco. And so when those students perhaps go home to spend time with family over the summer, can we create internships, paid internships, while they're home for the summer and receive credit and then do that online support and supervision virtually? So we're really exploring all of those ideas as well. And I think also to offset, you know, not every single HSU student needs to be in Humboldt County. They can do some remote learning as well. So we're looking at all options.
Yes. Excuse me. I was going to say, yeah, because, like, you know, I look at my kids. I have three boys. They're all in college, and they learn so differently, you know. Like, for me, when you said hands-on, that's, like, my whole I got goosebumps because, like, that's my thing, right? And then I have another son. That's who he is. He's hands-on. He wants to take apart, build, do all that stuff. And then I have one that's just a techno geek that, like, you know, likes to be locked up in a room and, like, can do everything through a computer. It doesn't matter what it is. He seems to figure it out. And I'm like, that would make me crazy. So, you know, I guess you got to be well-rounded when serving people these days to be successful.
Yeah, certainly.
As we finish up here, I definitely appreciate you coming on. So now that you've been in Humboldt a year, do you feel welcomed? Do you feel part of the do you feel like a local? Because have you been welcomed into the tribe of Humboldt? Because there are some communities up here, and it's actually kind of cool. But, you know, you have to live somewhere 25 years before you're considered a local. So how's this been for you?
25 years. That's a long time.
Well, it's definitely been. So I'll tell you what. When I drove here from Colorado, which is where I moved, and I'm from, and drove into the driveway, got out of my car to walk into the home that I had purchased, and people walked by my house walking their dog and said, "Hello, Provost Kef. It's nice to meet you. Welcome to Humboldt County," before I even walked into my house. So that was a really neat moment where I said, "Wow, I think I've moved to the right place."
That's right.
I would say I feel really welcomed into the community, although you can imagine starting in a totally different community at a new job during a pandemic was not an easy way to completely experience Humboldt County and all of the wonderful things that it offers. So I'd say I feel kind of halfway acclimated. So I've gotten to enjoy the people virtually, some of the restaurants. I am so well acclimated with the trails and the beach and the forest and all of that. But I almost feel like it's a 2.0 you know, reopening for me and being able to experience all the things that are reopening now. So I couldn't be more thrilled to be here and just know it's the right place.
That's awesome. So. Well, listen, Jen, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Super cool.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll talk soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Mr. Greg Foster.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning, Northern California, and we're back. My name is Nigel, and I got my co-pilot, James, the California Adventure District radio show.
Yep.
Hope everybody's doing well.
Okay, pilot, why don't you...
Co-pilot?
No, you're the pilot, I'm the co-pilot, so you get to, you need to put the pedal to the metal. Let's do this thing.
Okay.
I couldn't think of the name of what you fly a plane with to get the engines to go faster. Throttle.
Yeah, throttle.
But
there you go. This episode is all about Humboldt County.
Yes.
It's an amazing place. I enjoy going out there as often as possible. Met some great people, but it, you know, obviously it's great to go out there when it's 110 here and it's, you know, 55 or 60 over there, which is great. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to the people, and most of the people I've met over there have been great, and they want to move the community forward, especially after last year.
Yeah.
And one of the people instrumental in all of this is a gentleman by the name of Greg Foster.
Yes.
And I believe he's on the line with us. Mr. Greg Foster, are you there?
I'm not exactly sure if I can live up to the word gentleman, but I'll do my best.
Well, there's a man on the phone.
There's a man on the phone, right?
Dude on the phone in Ferndale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in Ferndale?
I am. I live in Ferndale.
What an amazing little city. I love Ferndale.
Yeah, I do too. And we're seeing sun for the first time in about a week and a half ago, which is nice.
I mean, I don't know if
I'm not complaining about the weather. I'm merely noting, as I say.
I don't know if it's strange. I mean, obviously, there's so much to your little city that's just absolutely incredible. But one of my favorite places is the cemetery.
Oh yeah, no. Anytime I have someone in from out of town or even locally, I say, okay, we're after dinner or before dinner, we're going to take a walk. Let's go to the cemetery.
It's amazing.
It's an amazing historical place. It's beautiful, and you have some of the best views of the valley from over the top.
It's just very, very unique. Very unique.
It is. It's very neat. It's very cool.
So before we get started, quick question. How was the rodeo?
I'm going to go tonight, but I've been hearing great things about it. That's over in Fortuna.
Yep.
And
it's been rodeo week, right? 100th,
exactly. And they do a whole week-long series of events, and then it caps off tonight, and or it starts tonight. I think it's 6 And but there's a carnival there in Roner Park and all sorts of fun stuff going on all day. And it's the 100th year. Of course, last year they couldn't have it, and so this year it's just a spectacular.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine being able to go to a rodeo and to a carnival in that kind of weather, and just be cool.
Oh
and,
yeah,
and
no,
coolly, totally
oh,
enjoy yourself.
Oh, it's you know, and it gets really hot in Fortuna. It's usually up about 10 degrees warmer than Ferndale, so, you know, it might be up into the 70s.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, maybe in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, we're here when we do our county fair. It's like 110, and same with our rodeo. You like either, you know.
No. Well, we have our Humboldt County Fair, which occurs in August, and we call it Fogust here. And so we do see people coming over from the valley or even inland in Humboldt County. Because, you know, a great thing about Humboldt County is, I can be on the coast here and be in the 50s or 60s. And, but if I say I want sun, I'll drive inland 20 minutes. And once you get over that first range of hills, it warms up considerably. So we have a real great diversity of climate here, microclimates, which is great. So you can spend the day in the sun in the 100 degrees on the river and then come home and, you know, maybe drive in a half hour, 45 minutes, and you're back in the pool. And, so,
great.
That's the way us locals do it.
So, unlike our previous guest, who was great, Jen Capps, so the provost from HSU, you've been in Humboldt all your life, right?
Yeah, except for, you know, I was born in San Humboldt. I grew up in Humboldt Redwood State Park, in a little town called Miranda. And I left for about 8 years to go to college, and I worked in Sacramento for a little bit. And then came back in 1991, so I've been back since then. And, you know, I was really fortunate. I think I was really fortunate. I went out, started my career outside the area, and then came back, and I was consulting at a young age of 26. When I came back, I was doing consulting work for clients in Southern California and Bay Area and other states. And so every month I would leave Humboldt County, go experience something else, go work outside the community, but then come back to this wonderful place.
So Humboldt was definitely a magnet for you then?
Well, yeah. You know, it's a great place to live. And again, I was extremely fortunate in as much as I got to travel, so I could experience other places and then come back here. But, you know, it's hard to be living in a small town in Humboldt County because it's just...
So you're an integral part of the Economic Development Commission in Humboldt, obviously.
Opinions vary, but yeah.
And you obviously, the way I know you, obviously you have you've had a big part to play in the increased flights to Arcata.
Right. Yeah.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into that space and how easy or difficult it is for you to present Humboldt to the airlines?
It started back in 2003 with a project that I was asked to write a letter of support for. That was the basic, that's all I had to do. And that was a project between the county of Humboldt and the city of Reading. And that was to recruit the new service from Alaska Airlines to L.A., the grant, we didn't get the grant, and so they tried again the next year, and they said, well, we want to see some more community involvement from Humboldt. Well, so then I got letters of support and raised money and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we got that service, and then the consultant we were working with said, hey, Delta Airlines might be interested in Salt Lake City, so I got involved in that project, and it just went from there. And so I got deeper and deeper and deeper into this, and I learned... It was kind of a new field back 20 years ago of what's called air service development, which is, and it tends to be, you know, more of the smaller airports, although the large airports also participate, where you go out and do this recruiting. And so I've been doing that now for quite a while, and that involves a couple big pieces. You know, I would say sort of three big pieces, which is one, you know, putting the pitch together and going to an airline, and we provide these pretty detailed business cases on why they should invest in our airport for a particular destination. We make that presentation. The second piece is once you got that fish on the line, you got to reel it in. And so we put together incentive packages and what's called minimum revenue guarantees that my agency, REDEC, holds those contracts for the last two ones that we did. And then the third piece of that, of course, is then promoting the heck out of it and supporting them once they're here because, you know, they're only going to stay as long as people are flying. And so it's really incumbent upon us to do, stay on that retention side of that.
Well, you got to keep it.
We're really trying to help them out. Right? Yeah.
You got to keep it going, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We spend a lot of time trying to educate the public and educate the political leaders here about what this really is. It's us convincing a business to do business in Humboldt County. And we're pretty good about understanding how that works. But, you know, when we were first doing this, it was like, you need to tell them to do X, or why don't you start this service for Y? And it's like, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're recruiting a business, and we want them to invest and do their business here. And almost, you know, more than any other business that we work with in economic development, this one's very portable, right? It leaves every day.
Yep.
so we got to constantly, you know, make sure that they're getting their needs met. And we're back, and that's what we do.
What are the flights that you offer?
So we have three airlines going to five different destinations. So we have Avelo, which just started and started running as well, and that goes to Burbank four times a week. And then we have United, which does three destinations, Denver, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, and then Phoenix with American Airlines. And that started on June 3rd. And that's a once a day, but that they're going to be adding a second flight on August 17th.
Oh, those are some good connections.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're, I mean, our airport's done, Jim has done an amazing job, and my big push in cheerleading and championing for him is to get us a flight going east, like to Denver or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that was critical for us. You know, our strategy all along has been to find alternative hubs, and that it does a couple things. One of which is it creates more convenience, obviously, but it also, if there's an issue in San Francisco or Denver in the winter or something like that, the airlines have the ability then to shift some of that traffic into other hubs or even other airlines. They'll voucher over to other airlines, and then people can fly out. So that route diversity, the multiple hubs, multiple airlines, not only, you know, does a whole host of great things, right? You know, price competition, you know, convenience, all that, but it also makes the airport more reliable for the traveler.
So are you excited about HSU becoming a polytechnic designated university? That should help with the attracting the more airlines, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Take it or leave it.
The governor, I think I read something about that. The state in the new budget, you know, is put down, the total number is about $458 million. 25 of that is programmatic, which is like hiring people and getting programs set up. And then there's a lot of spending on the other side for housing and buildings and, you know, all this great infrastructure that we need to do that. And, you know, in the discussion we had with a representative, they're talking about how, you know, they expect and hope that the university will double in size. Well, that's just going to be a game changer for us. And yeah, absolutely. It helps. It's really a symbiotic relationship. And, you know, the airport supports the university, and of course, the university grant supports the airport. And then the great thing is that our university president is also a pilot, so he really loves aviation and knows how that really helps. So,
that's cool.
Exactly. So, you know, we're looking forward to great things, and we need to be prepared. One of the challenges we face, and when I say we, I do sort of the air service marketing and all that kind of piece, but the real work's done by our airport manager,
Cody,
the director of Cody Ruggis, and he's got to figure out how to, you know, accommodate all this growth, and that's, you know, cars and people and aircraft and all that.
You got to park them now.
So exactly, and so so you know, we've gotten to a place where we have, you know, much more capacity in the terminal than we ever needed, to, oh my gosh, we need to be talking about terminal expansion and ramp expansion and parking spaces and all that. Because we believe that, air service can be fickle, right? It's a very elastic kind of demand. And so you see it go up and you go down and go up and go down. And it does that pretty rapidly. And of course, last year being an absolutely extreme example of that. But we need to be prepared for that coming back when it does.
Well, we have to run, but I just want to say I'm very excited about the future for Humboldt. I think it's great. I love coming out there frequently, and I look forward to helping chart this journey.
Oh, well, the effort you're doing and discussions are great. And in tourism, it's always about new ideas, I think, because we need to respond to the future, right? If we're marketing to who's already here, who's already come in the past, then we're really missing the boat. And the market's changing so much, and consumer tastes are changing. And so I really appreciate you coming over here and pushing us on that.
Thanks. Mr. Greg Foster, thank you.
Yes, thank you,
for waking up early.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And joining us.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. It's beautiful. Sun's coming out here.
You got it.
Finally.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Have
okay.
a great day.
Talk soon.
Good
and
break.
We'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to the final segment of California Adventure District Radio Show.
I love this little shirt here that our producer gave you.
That's right. It's
great. He told me he was going to give it to you, and I didn't really know what it was. And
it's quite fitting.
He said he was going to give me one, but he couldn't find one in my size, which was 5X.
No, I don't think you're 5X. But this is quite.
Is that fun?
This is quite fitting.
I think that's brilliant. Undefeated.
Hide and seek
championship. Bigfoot.
Yeah. Very fitting. Thank you. That's awesome. Humboldt.
Yeah. That's where it's at. No.
Well, it's an amazing place,
what's so nice is though it's California Adventure District, really, if you look at it, I know it's diverse, it's large, it's got all this land and stuff, but it very much can feel like, to me, like a big family community, right? Like, we just have to get that system in place because, I mean, there's so many things that each other can help with one another.
Well, I think what I'm liking about the California Adventure District as we continue with this is that you realize that we're quote unquote in this together.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there you go. Yeah.
And so, this particular area of California is unique. It is special.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's way different than every other part of California.
It's way different. and within the different part of California, Humboldt is different from the different.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. Humboldt is very different.
Yep.
And what I like about it is that we do have a very diverse collection of counties, right?
Yep.
And Humboldt is different. It's designated as a densely forested, mountainous and rural county, which is true.
Yep.
Right? It's very dense.
Home of the Redwoods.
Home of the Redwoods. Love going out there. And they have 110 miles of coastline, right? Humboldt, which is more than any county in the state. They have more coastline than any other county.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I wouldn't have thought. I mean, I can see that, I guess, but I would have thought that one of the Southern Californias would have had more coastline somewhere along the line, but that's cool.
And what I like, too, is the relationship between Humboldt and Shasta. Even though we're a little bit different, the populations are, there's more people in Shasta County, but 180 versus one almost 140 in Humboldt, so we're getting close. The square miles is pretty similar, 3,700 to 3,600.
Okay.
Which is good. And let's see here. Obviously, the next thing that's coming up.
I was just thinking, okay, what are the major population centers of Humboldt County? And they've got them defined as Eureka, Arcata, Trinidad, and Oreck.
That's right.
Would you concur with that?
I'd say if it's on the interwebs, it must be true. but
because you're over there all the time too, might want to add one. And they're like, I don't know.
No. I kind of wander between Eureka and Arcata.
Uh-huh.
That's great. I've been up to Trinidad.
Is McKinleyville in?
Yeah, McKinleyville is just north of Arcata, and that's where the airport is. It's kind of an interesting relationship because that's where the airport is, right?
Uh-huh.
McKinleyville is unincorporated.
Huh, okay.
Which has its benefits.
Yeah, right.
Right?
You don't have to get a lot of permission.
That's right. But at the end of the day, it always comes down to the people, and I got to do a shout-out to a few people who I've met over the last, year and a half now, Julie Benbow. Mm-hmm. She's head of tourism at the DMO over there. She's a very, very hard worker, and she's been great. She loves the community. Ken Hammack, who he's been on our show before, Ken, yep. And his wonderful family. Ken is a futurist.
That's right.
It actually says that on his business card,
yeah,
futurist.
I remember that.
And
that interview was good.
His signature thing is he wears orange shoes.
Really?
Wherever he goes.
I love
so
orange.
People will always know, hey, that's Ken, the guy with the orange.
That's actually a really brilliant idea, that right? Your little signature mark. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And maybe, I love orange.
Yeah.
Maybe I should pick that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. And the people from the Arcata Chamber of Commerce have been great. Ken has been amazing. He's a great people person. Almost all the people I've met over there, we've been very friendly. You know what's funny though, because we like to go over there and they like to come over here.
Uh-huh.
That, I think it was 2 times ago, a few months ago when I was over there and I decided to go to the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was empty,
mm.
But then all of a sudden two people walked on the beach and they were from Reading.
Yeah, I know. We love to take our kids to the beach and go to Samoa area, and there's a place over there that you can get an amazing breakfast. We go over there a lot just to relax, to take in the cool weather and to eat.
That's a big,
you know, that's have big some deal. Beers, eat some really good food all over, check out the shops downtown. You know, it's super cool. And they've got great events, you know, all the time. Like I've shared with you before, there's a tour you can take where they'll take you actually out on a boat. And you'll go out into the oyster beds. They teach you about it. They teach you about the water, you know, what's unique, mm-hmm. unique about the area. And then you get to actually climb out of the boat with your waders on and pick oysters. And then you bring them back and they prepare them for you in like 6 or 7 different ways. So you get to try oysters and, you know, horseradish oysters that have been broiled, oysters that have been, I mean, it's awesome.
I had some great oysters last week, actually.
There's a lot of things. There's the Redwood Highway, Avenue of the Giants, Patrick's Point State Park, Arcata Community Forest, Fern Canyon. The Arcata Plaza and Farmers Market, which is incredible.
So I didn't even know this, but the Arcata Farmers Market is full. Like if you wanted to actually have a booth or something,
you couldn't.
No, but it's a huge attraction. Right?
Yeah, and well, every time you look up at anywhere, they talk about the Farmers Market and the plaza, so it must be brilliant. And I love Farmers Market, so I need to go over and check it out. I've never been there. I've been over there for the 4th of July. I've been over there for the Kinetic Race, for the Oyster Festival. But there's still a lot that I haven't been able to try out, which I just need to get over there.
Well, one of the things I like about Humboldt, just like here, to be honest with you. So even in Redding, right, people like to say, well, you know, we don't want all these people here. But in Redding, when you drive out, let's say, 44, mm-hmm. how long does it take you to be in the middle of nowhere where there's nothing, right? It takes, like, 4 minutes, right? and there's literally there's nothing and no one. It's great. It's the same thing in Humboldt. I mean, you can be in Arcata or in Eureka and literally just pop in your car and drive 5 minutes, and you're literally in the forest in the middle of nowhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and obviously one of the things I like about Humboldt is the whole Bigfoot thing.
Yeah,
right. It's still home to Bigfoot.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Undefeated champion.
Undefeated hide and seek champion. Yeah. Well, there's a few people who've said they found him.
Yeah, but you know, it needs to be more official.
there's another cool tour you can take. You can actually go to the Map of the Movies. They actually filmed a lot of movies.
Yeah,
out in Humboldt, right?
And that's one thing that we have done a little bit of, not the whole thing, but parts of it. And when I was talking about Ferndale and their cemetery, there's been several movies that have been filmed in the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of its claim to fame, other than it just being a super unique location. Beautiful. It's the only, you know, I'm sure they're in other places in the world, but it's the only cemetery I've ever been that actually comes from the valley floor and climbs a mountain up into the forest, you know, and they allow you to go in and you can drive and walk. I mean, you have to be very respectful, obviously, but I mean, yeah, you can go up to the top and this beautiful views of all of Ferndale, and it's very unique.
Up and down the coast, from Del Norte all the way down to Humboldt, you know, you have, E.T., part of E.T. was filmed there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on these movie tours and they'll
show you. Yeah,
there's a little map here you can take and go to where they filmed Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, The Lost World. I believe that was part of the
Jurassic
Park, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's a whole bunch of movies here that.
Well, and you know, you can't, with those types of forests and that fog and all that stuff, I mean, you
Bird think, Box. Do you remember Bird Box?
No.
With Sandra Bullock, that was on Netflix a few years ago. It was a big one where she was blindfolded in a boat.
No.
Nope. Okay. So that was filmed there. Last of the Mohicans. I didn't even know that was filmed there too.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a whole list here. So Map of the Movies. Let's see here.
That's very cool.
So
it's our own little Hollywood.
I know. I think we need to have a California Adventure District, like a
for sure, or whatever this thing is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we keep talking.
We're working on it.
We keep talking over there about having some kind of get together for some of the various counties,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So maybe somewhere in the middle, maybe somewhere in Trinity, where our own version of a California Adventure District farmers market or yard sale kind of a thing, where you know, people from Shasta and Trinity mm-hmm. and Humboldt can meet somewhere in the middle and have a fun weekend.
Right,
would be great.
It would be great. Yeah. I just that part of the world is very also prolific in their artistry. Since I'm with Enjoy Magazine and I have Enjoy the Store, and that's what we cater to, we do a lot of business with Humboldt County as far as.
Well, I think there needs to be an Enjoy Magazine in Humboldt County.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
I know, right?
And a store, and you know, and
there you go.
If you could, Doctor Nigel, can you clone me?
Well, there's some rappers that are. Anyway,
so quick.
Thank you very much. That was quick.
Yeah,
episode was a good number
Saturday.
9, California Adventure District.
We'll be here next Saturday.
We'll be here next week. See you then.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.